I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Blue Jays are headed home one win from a championship. And it was a child who led them tonight, 22-year-old Treya Savage. 12 strikeouts. 12-plus strikeouts and a win in a World Series game. The Jays are one win away from their first title in 32 years.
Treya Savage.
Yeah, babe.
He is an unbelievable stud on the mound. Five postseason starts. He's only had three regular season starts. Listen, let's give him his props. Seven innings, one run, three hits, 12 strikeouts, no walks. Props. But you got to give the Blue Jays management props also for having the guts to put this kid in the postseason, in the rotation, Ed. That is believing in your organization right there.
That's what I'm saying. How would they know? I guess they know. Look at this kid. He must have ice water in his veins. You put him in the World Series with three major league starts at 22 years old. And he strikes out 12 batters.
When I saw him do it against the Yankees, I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever. Then he did it again. I'm like, okay. And then last, it's funny because I heard someone on ESPN say that, Canty's can't miss bets. Mm-hmm. He said, bet the under on your Savage because there's no way in the world the Dodgers are going to let this kid, after seeing him already, come out there and do it again. And when he was saying it, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you can miss. I didn't predict 12 strikeouts, but whatever the prop number for him was.
Four and a half. Because I liked the under because it was plus money. And again, his prop bet for outs was like 10 point something.
I don't like the bet at all. Not against him. I'm not saying I would have bet the over. But I'm just saying against him, I would have bet another prop. That kid is the guy. I mean, I don't know. My thing is, as much as I'm willing to say Vlad Guerrero Jr., I think he has found himself and he'll become this guy permanently. I don't know if your Savage is going to always be this guy.
I already have a prop bet for Friday.
What is it?
It's Vlad Guerrero over 1.5 bases. Bet it every damn game.
You better bet that.
Still plus money in Vegas?
Is that really still the bet?
Yes. Every game, like, so he was minus 110, which is, that's even money, basically. Yeah. You know, you pay your 10% VIG. And you're going, well, if he's even money to get 1.5 bases, which on a normal, like, let's say a normal regular season game, Vlad to go over 1.5 bases, you might see him right around even money or plus 120, plus 130, depending on the pitcher. He has a 1.3 OPS, which means all he does is get on base, and he's not getting walked every time. And I literally bet him in every game to go over 1.5 bases. You know what he's done?
Every game.
Gone over 1.5 bases in every damn game.
He's not only getting on base, but he's an extra base hit machine. That's what the OPS suggests.
Yes.
That's a high slugging average.
Yes. Yes.
I don't get it.
Yes, get it. I'm looking at it. I went yesterday and I'm going, how is he plus 110? Are they not watching? Let me check my sheet again. Yeah, there's the first game over. Yeah, the second game's over. The third game went over. The fourth game went over. Hell, what was last night? Last night was the fifth game. Let me check and see. It went over. How is he plus money? It doesn't make any sense.
Ed, did the Blue Jays wrap it up Friday or did this go seven?
I think they wrap it up quickly, actually. They look like they're unstoppable.
It's Yamamoto in game six.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, like, I wanted to go against Yamamoto the next time they saw him, kind of like the thought process of what he was
saying.
Can't
do it again.
Because
is he going to pitch another complete game?
I think it's going seven.
I think it goes seven.
Yeah. I think we see game seven on
if
Saturday.
It goes seven, and who's pitching for the Blue Jays?
That's a good question. I mean,
they're going back out with Scherzer, Bassett. No, like, they're going to do what they just did, a bullpen game. Because Scherzer's in line to start. That's who I'm assuming you go to, right?
So, I don't want to face Max Scherzer in Game 7.
You don't want to face him? I want all of Max Scherzer in Game 7.
I don't know, man.
He's not Max Scherzer anymore.
He was early on in the playoffs. The one game when he didn't want to come out of the game, I don't want him having that game again.
Yeah. You remember when you saw some of your favorite players in these weird uniforms at the end of their career and out there, it's like, man, that ain't him. That ain't how I want to remember him. That's going to be Max Scherzer. Like, he's still an absolute bulldog. And in regular season, I would be fine with him being in my rotation. I don't want him anywhere near my team in the postseason.
Isn't anybody in your head, like, facing these guys in the batter's box? Max Scherzer in particular with the two different colored eyes.
It's crazy.
Just like, he just looks intimidating to me.
I feel like he has a Jekyll and Hyde personality because he's a different person when he pitches.
And
because
his teammates love him.
Yeah, if you talk to him when it's not a day he pitches, it's kind of like our boss. You get him out of the office, it's like, man, this is the best guy ever. And you're in here and you're like, why the hell is he still yelling at me? What did I do? You know.
Oh, you mean the old boss.
The big boss. The yeah.
Oh.
The yeah.
Oh.
Is he listening? No.
All the time. How many times he told you about your bets?
Let me see if I got. Oh. Dude, I could give that cat 5 games and go 4-1, and he'd bet the one I lost and go, I only bet the one and it lost. What are you? You don't know what you're talking about. Every time.
I don't know. I think he's got a little soft in his old age.
He has.
A little bit.
He has. Yeah.
Heaven.
I remember. So, by the way, we were in Nashville, my buddy Larry and I, or as your Ed husband. Calls him, my husband. And Larry, I just say this full disclosure, black dude. We walk up on said boss and all his buddies, and he goes,
got an interracial marriage.
Yeah. But I got to preface this so people understand what I'm saying. We walk in and run into our boss and all his golfing buddies, and he looks at me and he goes, are we hanging out with the good old boys all night? And then after them buying him a few drinks, he's over. I think he's singing Garth Brooks with them, just leaning back in Nashville, having the best time of his life.
When I first came to the morning show, he wanted to meet with me every day when we walked down the hall. So one day, I guess I had a weird body language. He said, what's wrong? I kind of liked it better when you didn't know my name. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on Fan. Now he's a cool dude. Ravens, Dolphins over under at 7:45, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I'm giving mine to a Virginia man who clearly misunderstood a sign at Walmart.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS. 1057 The Fan, shovels next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shovels, if you have a shovel, give us a call, give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057, The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
A Virginia man who took a Walmart sign to the next level. In Dumfries, Virginia, it was a sign, I guess, that, you know, all clothes half off.
Oh.
Well, this guy.
Thank God he didn't say boy's pants half off then.
Well, it didn't matter because it did happen. Yeah. Lance Irving Lesane, 20-year-old man. He took all his clothes off in Walmart at 9 o'clock in the morning and started chasing all the customers around for whatever reason.
Was he like the godfather with the orange slice in his
Yes.
Yeah.
He's facing charges. The police say he chased after people all naked at a Walmart in Dumfries on Tuesday morning. It's just, they get a call for indecent exposure. They get there, and this guy taking all his clothes off, and he's chasing customers inside the store. And shocker, he was under the influence.
No.
A little drunk, yeah. Yeah. Half off. Didn't say all off. Pay attention.
Who gets you a shovel, Jeremy? Yeah,
this is going to be a simple, quick one. To the guy that bought the Tibetan Mastiff, how much do you think they paid for this purebred dog?
$5,000.
What do you think?
$50,000.
$1 million.
What?
For you guys, yes. $1 million for this dog. Zhejiang Luxury Pet Fair, where this Chinese real estate developer purchased this pureblood Tibetan Mastiff. Mastiffs, for you guys that don't know, you can probably guess by it, they're huge.
Yeah.
And a Tibetan Mastiff has so much hair, it looks like
a lion.
Like a gigantic chow or a lion. Yeah. Like a lion and a bear met somewhere and then had this. Goodness.
You got to understand, though. Sometimes guys have, people have so much money, they overspend things just so they can say they paid for something and but taxes and all that stuff.
The only reason I'm giving the shovel is because I couldn't pay $1 million for a dog.
Well, my shovel is, I'm a pivot. I'm giving all of us a shovel.
Bye-bye.
Did you get a text from Bob?
No.
I did. Careful, boys.
I didn't get it, so you be careful. Apparently it wasn't me.
Damn it. I knew it. You say you think he's listening? What did I say? He's always listening. And what did I do?
Yeah.
I just kept going. Just kept digging. More and more and more. Yeah. All it says is, careful, boys.
I'm still good. He never texted me.
So. He didn't text me either. Bob, don't text me now.
I told you.
Yeah.
What'd I tell you when I came to the morning show?
There's that shovel if you want to keep digging.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to leave it alone. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to go to Chef in Orange Mills. What up, Chef?
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, Jeremy, my man?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Welcome back. Hey,
Big
I had my shovel is for the staff. How they doing, my man, Rob? Will y'all put up those cameras on Instagram? Rob, they got you looking like somebody on Dateline. Like when they
I know.
We know you dark.
And that's what?
We know you dark.
That's because these white dudes over here, they turn the lights down. Turn the lights down. I'm like, dude, I need the lights up.
Rob, we can't see you, man.
I know,
you
man.
Look like you hide your identity.
They act as if they don't understand the struggle, Chef. It's the struggle, man. I had the same thing when I go on the road to some of these baseball stadiums. And they put one light for the camera. I'm like, dude, can you have two lights? Well, we only use one light. I said, because they're white. They're white. So, you know, that's the problem. Thanks a lot, Chef.
I was telling Joe, I'm waiting for Chris Hansen to come in here to Rob and go, take a seat right here. We're talk about these messages you just sent. Dateline.
John in Dundalk. What's up, John?
Yeah, good morning, guys. My shovel goes to the Baltimore City police officer that tried to mow down that gentleman out in the Park Heights area the other day and wound up crashing his own car. What an idiot.
Tell me the story. Give me the story. I don't know this one.
The guy, it was all on Facebook and Instagram. Apparently, the guy tried to mow down. It was a kid. I guess the kid had ran away from him. He tried to mow him down in the grass. And he wind up chasing him around the corner, and the officer wind up crashing his vehicle. Mm.
So he tried to hit him with the vehicle?
That's what people say. I don't know if he did. He could have just been in pursuit, but everyone's insisting he's trying to hit him. He's been suspended, though. So they're investigating
now. Is that the viral video that was going around?
Yeah. I tell people all the time. I post. I don't really read. I go on IG to look at the funny stuff.
Yeah,
I go to IG for humor.
I know every time Rob's pooping because that's what he sends me about four Instagram videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like having a friend with an Apple Watch and you pair it and then you know when they're masturbating. It's like, man, you just burned 400 calories in 3 minutes. How did you do that? You know, that's
it. I think I may know someone who caught their spouse or someone cheating because of the watch.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. But my buddy,
I hope that person's not listening.
They were all working out together and trying to, you know, everybody's kind of like checking to see how many calories you're burning, how many steps you've made. And it kind of like, I guess it keeps you honest of what you're going to do when you have other people watching what you're doing. And then all of a sudden,
people watching what you're doing.
Yeah, at 3 in the morning, he burns 500 calories. And you're like, I know you didn't go for a run. That was too fast.
Are you sure it's 400?
I'm throwing out a
because it takes
number.
4 miles to burn 400 calories.
Yeah, but it only takes 150 strokes to burn 400 calories.
It's like Popeye
too.
Doing that.
Hey, Joe, are you on camera?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so because we don't want the viewers to see what you just did with your hand.
What'd you do? Oh, man. Jeez.
Nolan he has a presetting for those cameras, but I think it's yours, Rob, and it spins around and just zooms in on him through the glass. It looks really weird.
Really?
I turned the lights up in there, too, though, Rob. You look a lot better now.
Thank you. Appreciate that, man. Call me Spot.
I don't know about that one.
You shut up. what I was going to say was going to get me in trouble, yeah. So I'll just say.
Go ahead.
No.
I'll give you heads. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, what I was going to say was going to get me in trouble. Not in trouble with you, but in trouble with
in general.
Those alphabets.
Yes.
FCC.
They won't let me be me.
That's let right. Let me be me.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Is the game tonight. The combined record between the two teams is 4-11. Does Lamar Jackson, is he a throw the record out the window guy in terms of viewership?
No, there's no question.
So people are going to watch regardless of the records between the two teams.
That's appointment setting. I mean,
because normally when you have this two teams with this record on Thursday Night Football, we talk about nobody wants to see that.
I got news for you. When the skills start to fade and he turns into Mike Tyson going out and fighting these tomato canners, and he's still out there, he's still appointment setting to see because he does things on the football field that you don't see other players do. Like he's probably had at least a dozen wow moments over the past couple of years where you're like, I ain't never seen that before.
He needs some playoff wow moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to have those. He's got to own a playoff run.
He had a couple of them, but they still lost the game. The big throw down the field to Zay, but to get you back in the game before the half. The what should have been a touchdown pass to Zay and he fumbled through the end zone.
Yeah.
You know, like he's had some moments here, but just not enough for people to stop saying he can't win in the postseason.
Because we're results oriented. We're
exactly.
Results driven. 410-583-1057. Ravens, Dolphins over under at 745, but on the other side, the Ravens are the healthiest they've been all season long. Are they out of excuses for bad play? Is it now or never? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens Dolphins kickoff week 9 of the NFL tonight in South Beach. 2-5 Ravens, 2-6 Dolphins. The Ravens are the healthiest they've been all year long. Is it time to stop making excuses, Jeremy, now? Put up a shut up.
That's all it is. It's Super Bowl or bust, John, whether you like that or not. I mean, this season, maybe
John knew something. Maybe he knew something. That's why he said you can't call it that.
Look, I sat here and said, I'm not a Harbaugh guy per se, but if they make the run, you have to give him credit for this run because even though, like they always say you play who's on your schedule, but if you played all these crappy teams first, people will be going, yeah, they haven't beaten anyone yet, and that's how they poke holes in your schedule. But you played a bunch of teams first, you dealt with a ton of injuries, now you're kind of getting healthy. You're still missing quite a bit. This team is still talented enough to make that run, even without a weak schedule, and then they have a weak schedule to go along with it.
With the record that they have right now, Ed, and the schedule that they have, the Ravens are the luckiest team in the National Football League. At the same time, in 2012, beginning in January, the Ravens were the luckiest team in the National Football League. I will take it.
Absolutely. I mean, and this is, honestly, this is kind of the way we looked at it before the season. Said, hey, if you get past this, you'll be all right. You get past this, the beginning. And now you're here. Now you got the weak schedule. Some of the things have changed, though. I think the Patriots look like a doormat beginning of the season. Now they don't. The Packers are one of the best teams in the league now. So, I mean, you got things that you still have to overcome later in the season.
I honestly fear the Patriots more than the Packers. I know this sounds weird, but I do. I think both teams are good.
I think the Patriots are a little fraudulent.
You think they are?
Yeah, and again, it's just exactly what I said people do. You look at their schedule and go, okay, they beat Buffalo. That's great. That was a great divisional win. Who else? Like, what else is in there that, like, they shouldn't have done?
Oh, except at the Titans was pretty.
Yeah, I mean, when you're at the Titans, it's just.
Remember?
Have the Titans ever won there this year? It's a tough place to win. The home team can't even win there. It's a tough place to win.
He So Drake May in the post game press conference, man. It's a good win for us. It's a tough place to win.
Yeah.
Ask them.
They ain't won here all year.
Stupid, man.
But yeah, like I like again when you look at the Patriots, you start saying, I think they're good, but I think they're a year or two away.
Man, you made me thankful I can't do AI.
Yeah.
Because that would be my AI today. Yeah. Drake. Drake May at the podium. That would be my AI. Man,
this was a great win. It's a tough place to win here. Ask the Titans.
They ain't won here all year. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday. Happy
Friday, Pep.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. My score prediction is 30-28 Ravens. Go, Ravens. And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. I love Antonio. But unless we judge him with style points tonight,
yeah,
I don't see the Miami Dolphins scoring 28 points. Not unless the judge gives him some points.
I still think there's some issues with the pass defense here. So we could sit here and say what we want about Tua. Do I think he's a good quarterback? No, but he was a very accurate quarterback.
Yeah.
As long as he's throwing under 10 yards. He's a very accurate quarterback.
To the right team.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to do much to get players in open space against the Ravens right now. It's a short week. So I do think the Dolphins score points. 28 may be high.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know the Dolphins have scored 28 or more points once all year? That was last week.
When they scored 30.
Against the Falcons. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. You putting up some kind of point?
No. But they also, go look at what the Ravens defense is giving up. They ain't stopped anybody all year, except for this past week.
About a point. Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Welcome back, Ed.
Well, thank you, man.
Hey. Now, I'm a little bit worried about this game a little bit tonight because I'm not really ready to say that the Ravens defense is back yet. And, I mean, Miami can score some points, Rob. I mean, like you said, they got 30 last week, so.
But Miami Dolphins scored 8, 21, they hit 27 once, 24. Where are they scoring all these points? They lost. They scored 6 against the Browns. What are we talking about?
Yeah, but look at our defense.
You're saying Miami can score some points because they've done it once? I think my sample size is bigger than your sample size.
Well, that might be true, but we know our defense. Like I'm saying, it's more about, I don't know if our defense is really.
Panthers have a great defense.
The Panthers?
Yeah. Because they only scored 24 against the Panthers.
Okay, but
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you guys are talking, but are you looking? That's what I mean. You could call and say anything, but where's the evidence? That's all I'm asking. It's easy to say it, but I'm giving you the what they've done. Can they score points tonight? I'm not sitting here saying they won't, but what I am saying is they've played against questionable defenses and haven't.
The Atlanta Falcons were the number one pass defense in football when they faced them. By the way, do I think that's legit? No, I think it's a small sample size.
We all said that. Yeah, all said they weren't.
But
Tua only had 205 yards passing.
He didn't need to because of the game flow. They were up by so much. I'd like to see how much of that he had in the, well, there were a lot of like field goal drives. That game was an ugly game, and then it just, you blinked and you went.
He had a lot of touchdown passes. He didn't have a lot of yards.
And that's one of the things like with tonight and Lamar, like Lamar's prop in Vegas is like 210 or 220, somewhere in that range for passing yards. It's going to be another one of those nights where he does throw 200 yards and has 5 tutties, you know?
Against Atlanta, the longest completion was 43 yards. That was to Jalen Waddle. Other than that, Malik Washington's long was 17.
I'm trying to remember if that Jalen Waddle was underneath.
Another longest was 8, 5, 2. They weren't getting it downfield. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's.
But I don't think you need to against the Ravens defense. I think you can methodically move down the field on this defense.
You probably can, but is that putting up a lot of points? You need big plays. Am I saying the Dolphins won't score over at 28? No, I'm not saying that. But
it's
almost exactly. That's all I'm saying. I'm asking him. I'm giving you the evidence of when they didn't score, and you keep telling me they're going to score. Okay, against who? What if they did it one time? So because they did it once,
Now do it the other way with the Ravens defense, because you can make I can make this one sound good too. How many points have the Ravens defense has given up?
A lot.
Yeah.
What did you 21 Savage this morning, man?
A lot.
Okay, in the last and
don't give me the last two games.
The last I was gonna give you the last four. Last four games they give up 37, 44, then 17 and 16.
Yeah.
So just like you're saying, they are more of the big picture. Why are we afraid on the other side of the Dolphins? Why can't we say the Dolphins are more of the big picture? It's that same listener will say, well, you know, he's making a point that the Ravens defense has given up a lot of points. But he's not making the point that the Dolphins haven't scored a lot of points. You know, you can't have proof on one side and not proof on the other.
I'm just trying to make you sweat with these Dateline lights.
No, I like these lights, man. You see me. Trippy. What's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, man. What's up with y'all, man?
How's Miami?
Man, I ain't going no more, man. But Sean, man, I ain't even want to talk about that, man.
They're both throwing shade at one another.
Yeah, I ain't. Look, I'm too tall to be driving in a little, whatever that
Nissan joint is. Was it a Versa?
I can't do that, man. But I wanted to get my score prediction today, man. Right. Ravens 48, Dolphins 17.
48?
Yeah. Damn. What? Yeah, 48. Why? You don't believe in Todd? Hello? Was you that reporter that was bad? Hello?
48
Hello?
Points.
Hold on.
I think Lamar puts on his cape tonight. I do. 48 points a lot.
Hold up, Rob. Why do you think we can't put up 48 points when we just put up 30 with Snoop? Hello? What's going on?
Hello? Yeah.
Remember that time
the Ravens scored 48 points? I think it's a blowout. I think Lamar puts on his cape. 48 points is a lot. That's aggressive.
All right, 46. Hey,
come on, man. Look, Lamar Jackson.
Who are you arguing with? Who are you debating? I just said that's aggressive. I didn't say they're not going to score 48 points.
I think they are going to.
Take a nap, man. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City.
Oh, man.
Kevin, what's
Hello?
Up, man?
Goodbye.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
Back in. I'm going to say, Rob, 42-9, the Ravens bring that leather belt out and just put that to the backside of the Miami Dolphins tonight, my friend.
42-9. Man,
yes, sir. Nine.
We are aggressive today.
Damn.
I said Lamar puts on his cape. I think I had him scoring 31. I thought I had him.
School. I mean, I got a high-scoring game. I think the Ravens approach 40, but I also think the Dolphins are getting in the 20s. So
that's me. I have a grand total of over 50 points.
Yeah, I don't think total. The Dolphins are getting four touchdowns like you talked about, but I think it's possible, especially with game flow.
I don't think they get nine either.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere in between, but I don't think they're getting nine, bro. And they are at home. It's a short week. And the Ravens are the road team.
No, they're getting nine, and then they're going to get 12 more. So it'll be all right, 21. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. You 20. What's up with this, man?
Well,
410-583-1057 is the number. World of Stupid at 815. But on the other side, Ravens, Dolphins, over, under, up next on the Fan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, it's time for over under 7:48 in the a.m. Let's go with Lamar Jackson, 297.5 total yards, Jeremy Kahn, you going over or under?
Oh, I'm going to go under. I can't believe I'm doing that either, but I still think he can have a great game and not have a ton of rushing yards and not a lot of passing yards because I do think he's getting in the end zone a couple times.
Ed Norris?
He's going over. He's going to go over for sure. I think he's going to have at least 250 in the air, another 70 in the ground. I think he's going to have a big night.
I think he's. I said it before. I'll say it again. He's going to put on that cape tonight. Yeah. He's going over, man. He 297. He might have that in the air.
I think he has a big night.
And I'm not arguing that. The fact is, with his prop being 220 in Vegas and his rushing prop being even way less than that, it doesn't add up to this number. I just think from a Vegas standpoint, there's too much value in taking the under.
Derrick Henry. 99.5 rushing, Ed Norris.
Over. He's going to have the biggest night of all, I think.
Over and over.
I think he has a really big night. And part of the reason is because Lamar's back. Now you got to pay attention to Lamar. You got your battering ram in front of you. You got Ricard back. Lamar's back. I think Derrick Henry has a big night on the ground.
The Bears are the 28th rushing defense in the National Football League, giving up almost 150 yards a game on the ground. Derrick Henry will light them up tonight. He's going over.
I say I would be back there singing, my boyfriend's back, and now you're all in trouble. Because Lamar's back. That's his friend. Anyway, I've said this all along, like the focus being on Lamar, and it should be. I think Derrick Henry's the one that just goes off tonight. I think this is a $150 night. I think he's.
Oh, why?
I think we see him break a long one. And then a couple other long ones.
Another long one?
Yeah. I just think it's going to happen. We see more of Ricard tonight, especially with the defense that they're playing.
Ravens defense, 1.5 turnovers. Over or under, Jeremy?
This one's a little bit more interesting. I did take the under, but there is the chance for Rust, coming out and making a poor throw.
What is it? It's about the defense.
The defense.
Yeah, there's still a chance for Russ coming out making a poor throw.
Well, let me go then.
Actually, I'm going to take the over. I read it wrong.
Yes. Two has thrown 10 picks already this year.
And they have, you don't know, Ed. Yeah, no doubt.
I do know. Actually, it's right in front of me.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
I'm definitely going over on this.
Yeah, I'm going over as well.
So that's a D and not an O?
Yes.
It's a D.
Okay.
The O comes after the D.
Oh, sometimes.
Nice try, Jeremy. Oh, Joe probably messed something up, typed it up wrong.
So we're all going over, just to be clear, right?
For the defense, yes. Yeah,
the takeaways, yes. Not
Tua, Ed, 239.5 yards passing.
Under. He's averaging like 189 yards a game.
I think Ed's right, Joe. It should say takeaways and not turnovers. That's your mistake. Sorry, go ahead, Ed. You were saying? Sorry.
I say Tua goes under. He's not having a very good year. Not passing very well.
I love the over. Game flow leads me to him throwing over this total just because I think the Ravens are up big.
I'm going over definitely. The combination of what you said, the game flow, and the Ravens on a very good pass defense have me going over. Achan, 119 total yards, over 19.5 total yards, Jeremy, over or under?
I think he has a big game receiving. As I've said before, if you listen to me talk about the prop bets, I like his over receiving and his under rushing. But even when you take both of them together, it's still about 20 yards under this number. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go under.
I think he's going to be the primary target tonight because not a whole lot of options. I'm going over on that. Go ahead, Jeremy. Ed?
I'd say under. I think he'll have a good night. That's a lot of yardage, though. He does catch passes out of the backfield, but he's not averaging a ton on the ground.
Yeah, I mean they're underneath passes, so like he's averaging like five or six. As I've said, he is a very light version of Christian McCaffrey. They pepper him with targets. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see him have 8 catches tonight. But I still think his rushing number is going to be low.
Dolphins defense, Jeremy, surrenders 369.5 yards. The defense. That means the Ravens get that many. Over or under, Jeremy?
The defense score. I'm going over.
Going over?
Yeah. This is puffy pants time.
I think the Ravens put up 400 yards total offense tonight, so naturally that puts me over.
I think Keaton Mitchell has a long one.
Dolphins give up a ton of yards defensively, and I think the Ravens have a big night, so I agree. I think they're going to be 400-plus. The Dolphins' defense is not very good to begin with, and I think the Ravens come out. Look, every game right now is like a playoff game for the Ravens. If they don't come out fired up and really hitting and with intensity, I'd be shocked tonight. And I think they're going to just light the Dolphins up.
My score, Ravens 34, Dolphins 20. Jeremy?
I got the Ravens, what did I have, 38 to 21.
Ed?
I had a 34-20, but I'm going to change now, so we're at the same. I'm going to go 34.
Well, I had 38-21.
I had 34-20.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Yeah, those are wrong. I had 38-21. That was the right one.
Why can't you have the same score?
I guess I can.
But who had it first?
It's not a contest.
This isn't like The Price is Right.
Yeah, this is not the.
Who had it first, though?
Who's got it? Only wins count in that, that the standings, not the scores. Who had it first? I'm going 31. I'm going 34-21.
Bob, I'm going 37-21.
410-583-1057.
Rob Long's won the showcase today.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Any of us take into consideration that road teams on Thursday Night Football don't fare well?
Yep. Absolutely, positively. I mean, Jeremy's been hammering that home for years.
The greatest advantage in sports.
So why are we going with such a blowout win?
Because the Ravens are desperate. They're a much better team than the Dolphins, and they're going to kick their ass.
It's not like every home team wins on Thursday nights, but like it is a great equalizer. That's why I'm saying I wouldn't be shocked if the Dolphins played better than you expected.
I'm not saying why are we going for the Ravens to win. If it's a great equalizer, why are we going for the blowout?
Oh,
wouldn't that suggest that it would be a closer game?
No. They suck. So Ed said it right. The Dolphins suck.
Okay, just wanted the clarification. I mean, I wasn't going to change my prediction, but hey. World of Stupid at 8:15, but on the other side, Lions locked down Aiden Hutchinson for 4 years, adding to a core of guys that will be in Detroit for years to come. They showed a list of all those guys that have signed for extensions for Detroit. Looking good moving forward. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.